Brittany Black and Sarah Bonner have never been overly caught up with tradition. And even though Ms. Black is in a white tulle dress and Ms. Bonner is in a sharp suit, their choice of wedding march is not the usual, the Verve's Bittersweet Symphony. They've waited 10 years to marry, and this ceremony is really a party to mark their time together.
We're joking about our 10-year anniversary, and we're like, maybe we'll just get married for our 10-year anniversary. That's a joke.
Yeah. I think it's basically us trying to avoid buying each other gifts. Let's just get married and not have to worry about getting a gift.
But first, Brittany Black says they had to work to find a venue.
One venue actually put us in a season. So it was like summer weddings, winter weddings, autumn weddings, spring weddings, same-sex weddings, under seasons. So that one was a bit...
The couple have spent months preparing everything, down to the smallest details. 3 nights before the wedding, they're still glazing the placeholders for people's names for the reception, little brains cast in plaster in honour of Ms. Black's neuroscience PhD. She's painting blackboards for their photo booth as Ms. Bonner ices their 3-tiered wedding mud cake.
I convinced her she wanted carrot cake, but...
I wanted a whole bunch of different kinds of cake, but she's confident with her chocolate mud cake.
Half will be traditional and white, the other half will be speckled with coloured icing and topped with 2 dinosaurs, a representation of 2 different people coming together. Brittany Black says it's a celebration their Australian friends envy.
New Zealand and Australia have been known to be, you know, the more laid-back, the more progressive, the more accepting, you know, kind of communities. And then for Australia to still be just even thinking about it rather than actually actioning it, it is kind of sad.
When Tony Abbott was leading the argument against gay marriage in earlier times in Australia, current New Zealand Prime Minister Bill English was doing the same here. Like opponents in Australia, he expressed worries about the implications for religious freedom and freedom of speech. But last December, he openly acknowledged his worries had been misplaced. Mr. English said he would probably vote differently on same-sex marriage now and did not consider it a threat to marriage between a man and a woman.
In Brittany and Sarah's words, marriage is sharing their life with the one they love.
Celebrant Rochelle Fleming officiates at about 2 same-sex marriages a month.
And intensity or the realness of that commitment and wanting everyone, like a public affirmation really, of their love is what their wedding becomes about.
She says more than half the weddings she does are for foreign couples.
Plus their entourage of people coming to New Zealand. So if you were to look at that as a proportion of marriages here in New Zealand, then it's quite substantial. So it does contribute to a lot of tourism in New Zealand.
At Grace Hill Vineyard, just outside Auckland, owner Robin Root has been trying to tap into that market. Brittany Black and Sarah Bonner's wedding is the 9th same-sex wedding to be held at his venue just since January, and he says the frequency is increasing. But he also says he recognises that sooner or later, the Australian trade will be not quite so lucrative.
Are you concerned at all that Australia might legalise same-sex marriage over there and then you lose that kind of destination wedding aspect here?
I've never been one to worry about things I can't change. If it happens, it happens. Even for me, myself, I'd lose the market. I think it'll be good for Australians, same-sex people, for them. They can get married there with their friends in their country.
In downtown Auckland, those couples can also get married in church. The Reverend Clay Nelson moved to the city's Unitarian Church because it would allow him to conduct same-sex weddings. He says beliefs will change with each generation.
When the people who are 30 or younger are in charge, none of these attitudes will they carry with them. And so it'll be gone. This is kind of the last gasp of those who are, what do they say, male, pale and stale.
For Ms. Black and Ms. Bonner, it is time, they say, to look to the future.
That we could probably do this forever?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
We'll see.